Domestic demand for U.S.-grown wheat cannot be taken for granted, and wheat farmers across the country have made critical investments to maintain and grow the market for wheat here in the United States. Through the Wheat Foods Council, wheat farmers and their allied partners work to communicate with nutrition professionals, explains Tim O'Connor, president of the Wheat Foods Council.
We provide them with scientific information to help them have the tools to do their jobs well with accurate information about wheat and wheat foods. So when they're doing their job and communicating to consumers, they need tools, they need information and resources. It's all there for them.
Using traditional and online communications, educational forums, and more, the Wheat Foods Council strives to instill the accurate message of wheat's role in a healthy diet. This message also works to combat misinformation on wheat and wheat foods.
Even though the majority of nutrition professionals understand that these fat diets are kind of silly, they need the tools, they need the real solid information, and they can't specialize in everything. So the easier we can make the information available to them, the more likely they are to use it, and that's been one of our core goals.
O'Connor believes the wheat message is understood, according to a recent survey among doctors, dietitians, and professional trainers. The research finds the nutrition community has the strongest knowledge of wheat's benefits. And that's exactly where the Wheat Foods Council will be next week, taking part in the National Convention of the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, providing scientific data on wheat's role in healthy eating. Visit wheatfoods.org to learn more. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.